Echo and Harper Audio presents Son of the Morning by Joyce Carol Oates. Performed by Mike Ortigo. I will open my mouth in parables, will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. Matthew chapter 13, verse 35. Book 1. The Incarnation. 1. Whisper unto my soul, I am thy salvation. You have promised that there shall be time no longer. Yet there is nothing but time in the desolation of my soul. A vast Sahara of time surrounds me, and though the frightful minutes pleat when I manage to slip into unconsciousness, the release is so brief, so teasing, that to wake once more to my life is a horror. Am I a brother to anyone in this agony? I ask myself. Is it your design that I awaken to such a brotherhood? But I don't want mankind, nor do I want the happiness of the individual without mankind. I want only you. There shall be time no longer. Yet we are deep in time, and of it, and it courses through us like the secret, bright, unfathomable blood through our bodies, bearing us along despite our childlike ignorance of its power. Is this a revelation, I ask myself, or an aspect of my punishment? Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength, and not by my weakness. If I have come to life again, it is in obedience to the simple laws governing the sun, the moon, and the earth. It is not of my doing. My strength is like that of the mist-green reeds that do nothing but bend with alacrity and cunning as the violent winds pass over. Or do I think of the delicate young buds of peaches, or the hare nests of the smallest of the sparrows? I think of the improbable precision of the eye, the perfection of the iris, the pupil, the mirroring brain. I think of my mother's broken body, and of my father's swarthy beauty, and of my own soul, which drains away in time, minute after minute, even as I compose my desperate prayer to you. It happened that Ashton Vickery, one weatherless day 37 years ago, climbed the remains of an old windmill on his uncle's property, a 22 rifle under one arm, a shotgun under the other. He was 23 years old at the time, long-boned, supple, his pale blue gaze coolly Nordic, set for distances. Come along, little bastards, come along. I got all morning. I'm not in no hurry. Atop the partly rotted tower he stood for a while, shading his eyes. Where were they? In which direction? He unlocked the safety catch on the rifle. He unlocked the safety catch on the shotgun. Both guns were his. He had owned them for years. Very finely were they oiled. It was a pleasure for him to caress them, to draw his cheek lightly along the stock of the rifle, to raise the heavy barrels of the shotgun and take aim. Through the scope, he sighted the butchered chickens in the irrigation ditch. His finger hesitated. He felt a queer jolt of pleasure, wishing suddenly to pull the trigger, to tug it back toward him. The well-developed muscles in his shoulders and arms tensed. His mouth drew into its customary grimace. The corners downturned, the upper lip shortened, haughty and imperious. Ashton was a good-looking young man and very much aware of it. He had the Vickery's prominent cheekbones, their thick, unruly eyebrows, and hard, square chin. By the age of 16, he had been taller than his father. His eyes resembled his mother's and were as thickly lashed. Softly, he crooned to himself, drawing his gaze along the uneven horizon in no hurry. Come along and show yourselves. Come along now. He laid the shotgun carefully at his feet and cradled the rifle in his arms. It was light, lithe, a marvel to behold, a beautiful instrument. Quickly it leaped to his shoulder. Quickly it ranged itself to fire. His left arm extended, his right arm crooked, just so. He leaned his face against it, closing one eye. Like this. Yes.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?